This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, or you can call on Discord. In fact, that's the way I prefer, because it sounds way better than calling on the phone. But you do need to have the Discord app in order to make that possible, and the Discord app also allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. The chat room is always busy during the show, but there's also, one of the chat rooms, the one that's called On Air Now, but there's other chat rooms for, say, cryptocurrency discussion or gaming or whatever it is that you want to talk about. There's a bunch of different options there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Once again, discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, Ian and Melanie in the studio tonight. If you want to call about the embryo discussion, which has basically been the bulk of the show so far, you're certainly welcome to do so. But changing gears somewhat, apparently there's a website called SimilarWeb. Now, this is the first time I've seen this particular ranking system, so I'm not sure what their methodology is. But they are talking, they put out a list here of the top 50 websites in the world. Now, of course, there's Alexa, which is one that I'm more familiar with, and that one uses a browser extension. So usually measuring website traffic is a difficult science from the outside, because you have to kind of use, in the case of Alexa, you've got to use people who are using this browser thing, and then so there's kind of like a self-selection of the people that are involved in that. So again, I don't know exactly how SimilarWeb pulls their numbers, because unless the website is publicizing their actual numbers somehow, then you really can't know exactly how popular a site is unless you actually have their numbers. But regardless, this seems to go pretty much in line with some of what I've seen on Alexa. Anyway, here's the top, let's do the top 10 websites here. Number one, Google, of course, followed by Facebook at number two, YouTube at number three. Amazon is number four. So Amazon, the number four website in the world. Also, let's see, number five, Yahoo. Still people using Yahoo. Then the adult sites hit. You got Pornhub at number six, XNXX, which I've never heard of, at number seven. Twitter at number eight, eBay at nine, and then another adult site, xvideos.com. So a full, almost a third of the top 10 websites in the world are adult sites, with Netflix ranking in down at number 18, right after xHamster. That sounds like that better not be a bestiality site. I don't know what that is, but that's apparently also an adult site. So number 18, Netflix, up there on the top sites. Although I've heard that Netflix actually accounts for a significant portion. I've heard as much as a third of the bandwidth that's being consumed on the Internet, which leads me to the next topic about Netflix. And one Hollywood executive saying he believes that Netflix is threatening to undermine the way the entertainment industry works. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. But he's saying that it's not. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We go to James in, I'm not sure, is this Iowa? James, are you in Iowa? Where are you at tonight?
It's Iowa, yeah.
Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, sorry. Please hold on. I'm in an elevator.
It was better than the other ones. I mean, I'd give him credit for that. We're not going to hold on, though. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, we've had a couple bad crank calls that happened in the first hour of the show, and I'm pretty sure it's that same guy who's doing them all. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So, Melanie, you said, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, that you do. Oh, yeah, it was when we were having the conversation about Gene had called in to talk about take a little time out for yourself, stop fighting the state, and, you know, kick back and relax a little bit, enjoy life.
Stop fighting the state. Like, maybe take a break from fighting the state.
Take a break, right. Take a little time off. take a breather, take, you know, relax a bit. And I'd asked you if, because you had said, and again, I don't know if it was off the air on, that you are constantly fighting the state. And I said, come on, you've got to take
time. I'm not constantly fighting the state.
You're a married
woman.
It's
really the only hobby I have.
Right. You're a married woman. You have a husband, and surely...
Well, he likes to fight the state, too.
Yeah. I mean, who can blame a couple that can want to fight the state together? I mean, that's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. But there's got to be times when, you know, I know that Bob, for instance, he does role-playing games.
Yeah, he tries to make me play D&D, and right. So I create characters that like to fight the state.
Okay.
And then he told me I'm not allowed to play myself. To play a character that
to
is
play
just
yourself,
a personification of myself.
So you have to actually pick some other kind of
I don't know
fighter.
How to do that. I'm like, I hate the government, and that's my only characteristic. Okay, I don't
but
know.
Surely you guys kick back and, you know, watch a movie from time
yeah,
to time.
Yeah, we actually watched Doctor Who, like, today. So.
The Doctor Who, the more recent series? The like the British,
yeah.
More...
The old one I just was horrible.
You can't handle the old one. Is it too cheesy?
It has less of a plot. Like, it was
really?
Trying to be a history show, but then it just had all these weird, stereotypical...
So he's tried to make you watch old Doctor Who and you don't like it? Or you just remember
it
from, like, when you were a kid?
No, I just tried to watch it once, like, 7 years ago. And
I see. But you like the new Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, I think, that's BBC presentation. So they're pretty traditional broadcast media, although they are state-funded.
Even more traditional, I think.
The story here from Bloomberg reporting that billionaire media mogul Barry Diller says he worries that tech companies like Amazon and Netflix are consolidating power, threatening to undermine the way the entertainment industry works. He said in an interview airing on the David Rubenstein show, quote, "I've always thought concentration, too much concentration, is bad." He said in that interview recently on Bloomberg TV, television programs and movies, he says, are turned into fuel for subscription services rather than products in themselves, said the chairman of IAC Interactive Corp.
And this makes sense because, as we all know, there were lots of companies that just kind of made one movie and didn't have a overarching theme of the types of movies or shows that they made.
The business model at Amazon, he says, is, quote, absolutely antithetical in a way to what the business model of entertainment has been, which is you put on a show and people like it and the audience comes and they pay you, Diller said. Their business model is to sell subscriptions to Prime and then just as a subsidiary, I think he means subsidy, they give you good stuff on the side. And, of course, that is what's happening with Prime, although it's not exactly the way that it's happened over at Netflix.
Netflix, as far as I know, just does movies and TV shows.
At Netflix, they've been selling subscriptions for so long, they made so much money, they just decided they were going to buy up some of their favorite old intellectual properties and reboot them or bring them back around. You know, everything from, what did they get, Full House was one of them, and there are a few others, so just off the top of my head, I don't know what they are. I'm not a big Netflix watcher. I have the old school like Blu-ray subscription where they actually still ship you the DVDs or Blu-rays in the mail. But, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But I do agree with Diller's opinion that concentration is a bad thing. I mean, in general, I favor decentralization, more choices in the marketplace.
Well, so he's acting like this is a new phenomenon and it wasn't all concentrated in Hollywood.
Right.
And now
he's
acting like Netflix came along and destroyed a bunch of smaller businesses, and that is not what happened.
No,
he just doesn't like that he's not the one who owns the concentration anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, although there are obviously different production houses in Hollywood, it's not all run by, you know, the government or something like that. But certainly the main companies like Paramount and, you know, these other ones are ginormous companies with multiple, I don't know how many, hundreds of billions of dollars that they have at their disposal. So that's a lot of concentration of wealth right there. So actually what's happening is Netflix is adding competition to the marketplace. Amazon is adding competition. So he's claiming they're concentrating. If that were true, I would agree with him. So like in theory, I agree that concentration is a bad thing, but I don't see that at all as what's happening here. Yeah, Netflix is big. Yeah, their revenues are huge, but obviously people are happy with what they're churning out. I mean, they've got so many original series on Netflix, it would be impossible for you to actually watch them all, or very, very difficult. to actually, somebody looked at the number of hours that Netflix is producing every single year, and it's tremendous. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So business models change, and if you don't change, then you're going to get left behind. If you want to weigh in, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. 3733 here tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
Don't forget about the Tom Woods Show. He's got a podcast. He started it back in September of 2013. And that means he's got, because it's every single weekday, he's got more than 1,200 episodes in his catalog so far. Tom Woods, a lot of people got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. His guests have included Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and many more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher as we continue here. And by the way, I want to apologize. I did make a mistake here earlier. I said that I was giving you the top 10 websites, and maybe I said it was in the world. It wasn't worldwide. Those were the websites I gave you were just for the United States. So the United States had in their top 10 websites three adult websites. However, if you look at the entire world, there aren't as many adult websites in the top 10. There are only two. Google, number one, YouTube, number two, Facebook, number three. So actually, you bump Facebook down on the world charts because Facebook was number two in the U.S. Baidu.com is number four, and that is apparently a foreign search engine. XNXX, which was also in the top 10 in the United States, is number five worldwide. Instagram at number six, Yahoo at number seven, Twitter at number eight, xvideos.com at number nine, and then vk.com, which I believe is a Russian social network, if I recall correctly, at number 10 there. So, anyway, we were talking about Netflix. We can get back into that. The critique from people in Hollywood about what Netflix and Amazon are doing, creating entertainment and competing. They don't like the competition. And they're trying to claim that it's centralized, but I don't know if I agree. Let's go, though, to your calls and thoughts. First up, Sarah's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, I was wondering, you know, the people that are stopping the robotic brothels.
Yeah.
I wonder if the prostitutes are part of that crowd. Because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
There's a good chance. Yeah, there's a very good chance you've got prostitutes who are actually coming out to not admit they're prostitutes, but quietly, or not quietly, but they're not admitting they're prostitutes, but yet coming out and saying we want to stop the robot sex. Because you're referring to a story that was covered, I think, on Thursday or Sunday night show, one or the other, because I know I wasn't on, but I remember hearing them talk about it, where they were talking about the Houston story, where there was a business that was going to be opening up in Houston to allow people to have sex with a robot doll and then, you know, presumably clean it out before the next customer comes, so to speak. And then apparently the rules now are that they're passing an ordinance to prohibit the use of the doll. So they're going to allow a sex shop to sell the dolls, but they will not allow in the shop the use of the doll. So if a customer wants to buy a doll and take it home, or a robot doll or whatever they are, and take it home, that will be legal in Houston. But to actually have a trial area wherein one would take it to a room and do whatever one does to a robot sex doll, that is apparently going to be prohibited in the city of Houston.
So, you know, my comparison is that I'm making this, they need to get the idea from the bus drivers. You know, we just all have to accept the idea that the robots and the computers are going to take over our jobs and just accept it, you know? Driver striking is just as ridiculous as the prostitutes panicking over these robot dolls, you know?
Well, so, and I don't know the details of the strike, and I didn't hear that story, but so if you think that your job is about to be taken over, refusing to continue to do it is not really that bad of a move. Just go find some other job to do instead.
Right.
And giving up is not really what we want. You know, find something that is productive to do. If you can't have a specific job anymore, that doesn't mean you can't have any job ever. It just means go do something else.
Well, right. That's the mistake that you're making here, Sarah, is not that you just give up and think that every single job's going to be taken by robots. That is not a future that's immediately apparent. I mean, maybe at some point that'll become a possibility where robots are so articulate and so, you know, good at what they do that they literally can take over every human job. That seems very, very unlikely. What we've seen happen is when technology advances and entire industries have been wiped out. I mean, if you look at, for instance, automotive replacing the horse-drawn carriages, in the past, there aren't as great of a demand for horse-drawn carriages today. And so, you know, the farriers, the people that that would put horseshoes on horses, they still exist, but they're nowhere near as in high demand as they used to be. You know, you don't see blacksmiths anymore outside of a Renaissance fair for the most part. So these jobs are gone. But the people who were in those roles were able to get jobs doing other things. As long as you are, and I know you don't understand this because you don't work, and you never have, apparently, but if you can learn a new skill, if you're willing to learn a new skill, then nothing can really stop you from continuing, you know, in the working world. So it's not like the robots are going to take everybody's job. That's just not going to happen.
Well, you know, the thing is, you will have employment because you have the IT, you're a computer expert, so they need that to run the computers.
Right, somebody's got to fix the machines when they break.
So, and if that's the job that people need, then that's the job that people should do. You can't just decide what there's a demand for, even if the only job available was IT, and that is not ever going to be the case as far as is it reasonably foreseeable. Then what that is the market telling you is that you should go learn IT.
Skill. Yeah.
Not that you should just say, well, I can't do the job I did 10 years ago, therefore I do nothing.
Well, you know what? I think that the bus drivers and the truck drivers, they need to have more faith in the cosmos. That we will have enough abundance for our needs to be taken care of one way or the other, even if it's universal basic income. Maybe the menial job will... All the people that work in, like, fast food, if the computers take over, then we will all get universal basic income, and we could, you know, make gardens or...
The thing with the universal basic income, and I'm not expecting you to really pick up on this, but ultimately it doesn't work because you're just printing money from thin air, and so it's basically an illusion, the idea that you're actually getting something out of that. What you're getting is you're essentially taking wealth away from other people who have earned it. So you will get, if UBI does come about, you will get a check, but it's going to buy less and less over time because you're essentially diluting the money supply by printing out money in order to give it to you. At least that's likely the way it's going to be funded, in my guesstimation.
It's better that you're directly taking it from someone else.
Correct.
Either way, it's not sustainable.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room. President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, open phones as always. You may take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. So jump on in there over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
And Acapulco coming up in several months. It's going to be February 14th through the 17th, 2019, at a very beautiful world-class resort right there on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. It's an incredible location. We were there. Mark and I were broadcasting Free Talk Live from that event this year in 2018. It was awesome. In fact, they sold out this year. Which means there's a good chance they're going to sell out again next year, even though they're moving to the larger venue. I mean, the venue they had this year was huge, but apparently they've got an even bigger one on this resort, and that's where it's going to be apparently this year. And they're going to need it because Ron Paul's coming back, and they packed that house. They had it like 1,500 to 1,700 people in one room to watch Ron Paul, and it was pretty big. But it's going to get even bigger in 2019. So you want to go and get your tickets now. Save 15% because you're a Free Talk Live listener by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL, at anarchapulco.com. Again, it's February 14th through the 17th. Ron Paul will be there. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and more. Get your tickets now. 15% off anarchapulco.com, and we will look forward to seeing you there as we go to your calls and thoughts. Joseph is in Missouri watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, I was wanting to talk about racism in school.
Okay.
Well, I've been noticing that a lot of people around school, including some of my friends, would go around saying, like, racial slurs and stuff like that. I was wondering how it got to this, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't think that that's anything new. There were rude, bigoted, racist people in school when I was in school in the 1990s. I mean, thankfully, I didn't see it a whole lot because I went to what they call a gifted school. But, Melanie, you grew up in the South. What was your experience?
Yeah, there's racism in the South. I didn't really go to school all that long in the South, but... Because I was homeschooled most of the time. I went to school through third grade. And at that age, I didn't necessarily notice it at the time. But looking back, there were some things that, not that students did to each other, but that teachers did. That
really?
Like, yeah, that was pretty racist. But, yeah, I mean, people have been racist since the first tribe of people found out that there was another tribe of people. This isn't new.
That doesn't make it okay.
Yeah,
it
no,
just means
so how to solve it. I mean,
yeah.
So how to make people be better people, that's kind of a fundamental problem with people.
Yeah, your best bet is to, I would say, not go to government school and go to a more deliberate school, like a private school or homeschool or unschool.
Most private schools are going to be just as bad because they're based on the same Prussian model. But
But with a private school, if there's a problem, you can get rid of the problem. You can just kick out the students that are causing problems.
Right, but if the private school agrees with the problem...
Oh, then that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
You don't want to give those people your money. There's no doubt about that. Now, Joseph, did you say that these are people that you know at the school, or are these just random other people?
Well, some are people I know, but, like, I don't know if this is the problem we should really be worrying about. Like, I know rape is a huge thing right now. Like, I've been raped before. So, you know, stuff like that. I don't know what we should really be focused on.
Well, I mean, every individual can decide what they want to focus on in life, and some people
feel... Wait, did you say race
or
rape?
He said rape.
Okay.
He said rape.
Yeah.
And obviously, rape is much more serious, right? Like, the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me if you can't...
Yeah, so, I mean, for that, like, medical treatment first, and then kind of seeing if there, like, can you see a therapist or something like that? Is
yes,
that accessible
you
to you? Well, okay, well, just because you can doesn't mean everyone has access to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to solve that problem either, but it will certainly help you cope with whatever you
well
you
right
to.
But there's this ethereal problem in the world is a very different thing than there's this concrete problem in my life right now. Those are kind of two different solutions.
Well, I mean, but everybody has priorities, and Joseph, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Everybody's got their priorities on what they consider to be important, and I wouldn't say, obviously if you've been raped, that's a pretty important thing, and this comes back to a conversation we'd had another night, which is how do you handle that? Some people want to consider themselves a victim for their whole lives, while others manage to, kind of overcome that.
Okay, so there are things that people want to, quote, consider themselves a victim for. I mean, sometimes you actually are a victim of something.
No doubt, but you don't have to continue to behave as a victim.
I don't think that you choose, the psychological damage that you get from that. You have access or not access to different things that will help you kind of deal with that.
Sure. Like I'm not saying you get to choose psychological damage, but
he's like, "Oh, I'm a victim because I didn't get a trophy in softball." Like that.
No. I'm not saying that you don't have whatever damage happens, but you decide how you kind of handle that situation. As far as do you wallow in misery for your entire life, or do you actually like somehow rise above that and not allow it to define who you are for the entire rest of your life? There's different ways that people handle tragic events and horrifying events in their lives, whether they be rape or other sorts of violence that are visited upon them.
Okay, but some things are just people whining, and some things are things that people need extensive amounts of help with, and I feel like you're kind of equating the two.
No, if I am, I'm not intending to do that.
Yeah, so like some people need to be told to stop whining, and some people just need severe amounts of help and might not ever get back to where they were, no matter how hard they work at it.
Maybe they won't, but it would seem to me that if you want to overcome, that you'll be more likely to do that, whereas if you don't want
has the resources available and then puts the time into therapy and, doing whatever work, so that person is probably going to have a better result.
Right. There's a difference between somebody who believes they've been defeated in life, and that's the story that they're going to tell themselves for the rest of their life, and then there's another person who has not been defeated.
And it sounds like this guy is still in this situation, and
Well, we didn't ask him questions about.
Well, right, but he says it's a problem in his school, presumably the school he goes to, and you don't.
I think he was saying racism was a problem. Did he say rape was a problem there too?
I think he did.
Huh. All right. Well, that's another thing I didn't hear about when I was in high school. So if that's happening more often now, that I don't know. But you know, you're welcome to comment here if you want. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah.
Short on time, David. You're going to have to give us just one thing here tonight.
What?
Short on time. You're going to have to pick just one thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll save the stuff that I did what you said. I wrote a whole list, so I'll save the whole list except for one item. For another time, I decided to call back when you were talking about genetic selection and reminded me of a time in the past when I shared, and I don't remember how we got on it, but people with Down syndrome, for instance, or if you want to talk about retarded people, I don't care about the whether it's PC or not to say that, but that's the word I'm going to use.
Okay.
I've worked with those people extensively, met many of them. I worked in the University of Minnesota Teaching Hospital and had extensive contact with them when they were in there for medical treatment. And I'll tell you what, with the one single exception of my great-grandmother, I have never in my life met more decent people that can teach everybody how, by their example, how to be decent to other human beings. Other than my great-grandmother, I've never met anybody that are better people and better at teaching people how to be good people by example than people that had Down syndrome. What is their IQ? I don't know, 70, you know, varies from what's.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And it does point out that individuals have different things that they're strong with. And so even people that may not score well on a traditional intelligence quotient test may actually be very good at doing other things and may have a high score on some other kind of test. We all have our different strengths and weaknesses in life. Coming up, Edgington Post is on the way. Melanie, thanks for coming in here tonight. And we're coming out, by the way, tomorrow to the seacoast of New Hampshire. There's going to be a blockchain conference on Wednesday and Thursday. And tomorrow we will be at the Blockchain Institute of Technology doing our show there. More EdgePo coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Show. This is Mark Edge, and it's a special one today. My wife and I, Laura, we're going on vacation. And folks really enjoyed our vacation on the boat, didn't they, Laura?
I don't know. You tell me so.
Well, they followed the heck out of it on Facebook, and I still get people saying, "Oh, I love the pictures from the trip." And so what I thought is that this trip is going to be kind of special. Can you describe it?
Well, Mark has some states that he would like to check off his list of having gone to.
That's true. I've been to 46 states, we think.
That's the running count.
Yep.
And so since he has never been to four of the contiguous states.
No, three of the contiguous states.
No, four. Well, okay, fine. We're muttering over one state that you have been to the airport but never really been to.
No, I'm talking about, I see what you're saying. All right. Fine. Yes, I have been to Minnesota, and I stayed at the airport. And I have asked people, does this count as visiting the state? Some people say yes, and some people say no. But I'm on the ground, and it's the geopolitical designation known as Minnesota. So I say I was there.
Right. So we're going to hit Minnesota again. But...
And see the GCN Studios.
And GCN Studios is on our agenda. So we are getting on a train, and we are going across the country. So we are starting in Massachusetts, and we are going clear across the country to Seattle.
Yeah, from Springfield, Massachusetts. Errol's going to drive us down there tomorrow, and that's Monday. We should give the specific days because
right.
We don't know when these things are going to air. Daryl's going to drive us down there Monday, and then we're going to head off on the train. What time does it leave?
3:30 in the afternoon.
And then we're going to arrive in
Chicago at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
So the next day?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And so then we'll get a car there and go to Wisconsin, which I've never been to.
Right.
And what have
I offered.
At one point, yes.
We were in Chicago. I said, I can drive you to the Broad Stop. It's not that far, right across the border. You can say you've been there, and Mark wouldn't go for it.
We were busy.
Yeah.
We had things to do.
It was for a wedding, so yes.
Yes, we were in Chicago at the time. So we'll go to Wisconsin, probably the Broad Stop or something like that. I mean, I don't know what I possibly want to see in Wisconsin, but hey, if you're there and whatever, let me know. There's also, of course, Minneapolis. That's where Egan is, where GCN Studios are. Interested in that. And then we'll catch the train in St. Paul and head west towards Seattle. And we've got tickets laid out for that period of time, right?
We have them reserved, yes. So we have bought a, which is interesting because I always hear these stories, oh, you can travel by rail really cheap and blah, 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 blah. And so we have done a 30-day pass.
Right, which gives you 12 legs.
12, is it?
Yes.
Okay. 12 legs that you can use for the trip. So our first leg will be to Chicago, and then our second leg will be from Minneapolis to Seattle.
Right. And we're going to have several stops along the way, but we'll sort of update you on those as we go. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this, this is going to be aired on Free Talk Live on all the stations, is basically to let you know that you can follow this by checking out the podcast. Ian basically says he can't guarantee me the final segment of every day, and doing an after show gives me more flexibility. I don't have to cut it up or anything like that. Riley Blake, who does our editing, thank goodness for him, doesn't have to do quite as much work, so we can get this in more quickly. That way, my intention is that we record it in the morning, and then hopefully we can get it on by the evening.
Right. We've been told that the Wi-Fi is spotty on the train.
Yeah.
So it depends on where we are. If we're on the train, like when we go from Minnesota to Portland or to Seattle, it's two nights on the train.
Right.
So, and it's going through the Rockies, and we have no idea how the Wi-Fi situation is going to work. So
I know it's not going to be good, because I was in Montana at one point, and I hit the, this was in 1998, I think, and I hit the seek button on the radio, on the FM dial.
And it just, anything,
it just looped on the FM dial.
Right.
So if there's, if you can't get a radio station, you sure can't get Wi-Fi. So maybe we can get some Wi-Fi going, maybe we can't, but if so, I'm going to try to keep this, I'll keep you updated. If you don't, for whatever reason, listen to the podcast. So you may be listening a whole different variety of ways. And that's cool. We love the ways you listen, whatever they are. Free Talk Live has lots of them. But if you go to feeds.freetalklive.com right now, you'll see about a dozen different options of ways to listen on the podcast. It's feeds.freetalklive.com. And from SoundCloud to Google Play to the iStore thing, I think must be in there somewhere. I don't see it. YouTube. You won't get us on YouTube, though. That's not the podcast. That's just our show. But Twitch and all that stuff. There's lots of options there. Read them. Look at what you're doing. But this will be on the podcast. If you can get the podcast out of those feeds there, then you should be in good shape to
And you can always listen. Just go to freetalklive.com and listen there, right? Or download it from there.
Yes, you can go to freetalklive.com, and if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, you can get the old shows and listen there.
And that's the podcast, too?
Yes, okay. That will be the podcast. Another thing is if you go to, if you want to follow us on Facebook, I'm going to post the pictures there.
Okay.
Now, you and I don't have our Facebook accounts connected because people, for whatever reason, want to talk to you because they want to talk to me or something, and that bothers you.
And I'm antisocial and don't want to talk to people.
Right. You won't even pick up a telephone to talk to your friends. So people talking to you online just bugs you. Anyway, you're not my friend, but people can go see the pictures at, which I'll post them. You know, I'll have pictures of Jack. You'll see Laura. You'll see Jack. You'll see lots of probably pictures.
Trains.
trains in the countryside and all that stuff. We'll try to take some cool pics for you. And you can follow that. Now, you don't have to be my Facebook friend to follow it. I have a rule on Facebook. I don't accept friend requests from anybody who doesn't have five friends in common.
Or that you haven't met, right?
No, that's Ian.
Oh, okay.
That has the doesn't matter. I've got 3,000 friends on Facebook. There's all these accounts that just want to spam you. And I'm just not interested in it. The easiest way for me is if it's got five mutuals, then I agree to it. Whatever. It's just that fast. You're on board. But you can follow. Facebook has a follow option. You just follow me on Facebook, and you can see all these pictures are. They'll come up in your feed and that kind of thing. You can also just go to my Facebook account. You know, I think it's Mark Edge. I don't know what you, I'll bring it up here in a second. But you go to my Facebook account, and you can follow there, and that should make it relatively easy. The trip, Laura, how much does this cost? That's what people are going to want to know.
So for the three of us, it was about $1,700 for the 30-day pass.
And that includes some nights. So they'll cut into some of the cost on hotels. I mean,
I guess so.
Vacations aren't cheap.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that will. But that does not include food.
Right.
And so we will, you know, we'll still have food, although we are looking to get a sleeper cabin for the two nights that we're going from Minneapolis to Seattle.
Cause that's the big splurge for us.
And that would be this big splurge, and that's like an extra $400.
Right.
So really, I mean, you know, you're over $2,000 just to get to Seattle.
I think people probably imagine when they're planning the train trip, I can, because those seats on trains are big and comfy. So you can sleep on there, and I think that mostly that's what I'll want to do.
The first night we'll be on the train overnight to Chicago, and that's the plan, is to just sleep in our seats.
So what have you done to prep and pack?
Not much yet. I'm putting the suitcases out. I've gotten the cold weather gear out. I've gotten, just starting to put things in place things in the suitcase that, I want to take with us. We went through this morning, and we went through, because the Wi-Fi is spotty, they said to bring, either download movies onto your laptop or to bring a DVD player. So we have a DVD player from Jack, you know, driving to Florida all the time. So, we're going to bring our DVD player. So Mark and Jack went through the movies that we have on DVDs and selected a, 20 of them.
Yep. So we're going to end this up, and I'm going to end this up in Austin. We're going to probably split around Denver.
Yeah.
You're going to head back to,
yeah,
to Chicago. And then I'll go to Austin and then probably catch up with you guys. But I want to go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's a really great event, texasbitcoinconference.com. I've got some propaganda for the event, you know, so like Free Talk Live handouts and stickers and all that stuff. And obviously got to bring some certain amount of electronics and that kind of thing. So you can follow the trip by going to feeds.freetalklive.com and getting the podcast. And going to my Facebook account, which, it's Mark Edge, but specifically it says here, Mark Edge 79. I've never done that blue check verification thing. I guess I'm just not famous enough. They've never reached out to me. But Mark Edge 79, mark.edge.79 there on Facebook.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.